Beware of hurting the saint. O you who stab the selfless one with the sword, you are stabbing yourself with it. Beware. For the selfless one has passed away and is safe. He dwells in safety forever. His form has passed away. He has become a mirror. Naught is there but the image of another's face. If you spit at it, you spit at your own face. And if you strike the mirror, you strike yourself. And you see an ugly face in the mirror, 'tis you. And if you see Jesus and Mary, 'tis you. He is neither this nor that. He is pure and free from self. He puts your image before you. Beware of hurting the saint. Mathnavi 4, 2138. These lines give the moral of our story concerning Bayazid al-Bistami, which the poet has borrowed, along with many others, from the legend of the Muslim saints. It is related that one day Bayazid, having attained to the state of deification, cried out in ecstasy, "Glory to me! Within this mantle there is none but God." Rumi describes the sequel. His disciples, frenzied with horror, dashed their knives at his body, at his holy body, like the fanatics of Girdaku. They ruthlessly stabbed their spiritual director. Everyone who plunged a dagger in the Sheikh made a gash in his own body. There was no wound on the body of the master, while the disciples were drowned in blood. Whoever aimed a blow at his throat saw his own throat cut and came to a miserable end. The perfect saint is the mirror of truth, in which the real forms of all things are reflected, good as good and evil as evil. Hence the poet 275 thanks God that in Husamuddin he beholds nothing but spiritual beauty and purity. If you are an enemy to the saints, it's only because they show you the image of your hateful self.